Carlton has been such a part of the discussion right throughout the season, sitting last throughout. They've won two of their past 26. They're one of 16 in 2018. The president, Mark Legutache, hasn't been a prominent voice in all of this while leading the club, and he's going to be now. Mark, welcome to 1116 SEN.
Good morning, Jared. Thanks for having me on.
Is this the lowest point in Carlton's proud history?
I wouldn't say it's the lowest point. On field, it's been disappointing. It's been a disappointing season, and there's no doubt with just winning one game. But I don't think it's the lowest point, no.
Is it worse than you would have forecast?
It's definitely been tougher. It's definitely been tougher. I mean, but there are reasons why it has been a tough year. Injuries has played a big part in our on-field results. Again, I'm not, you know, that's a true reason of why our season is where it is. 16 injuries, inconsistencies in the team have caused the results that we've had.
So your blueprint wouldn't have gone 7 wins, 6 wins, 1 win.
No, definitely not. No, look, winning is the ultimate, obviously. Losing is unacceptable. And we're not sitting here saying we're enjoying this position that we're in, Jared. No one likes to be in the position we're in. But there are 18 teams and one has to be on the bottom. But our performance this year has not been up to expectation.
Do you think you've bottomed out? You've had...
Jared,
it felt like the Melbourne game bottomed out and then it got worse against Fremantle. I'm not quite in the camp that St Kilda was as bad as that, but it's Friday night against a team who's struggled throughout the year.
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I would say yes, because I don't think you can get any worse results than what we've had. But again, I don't think it's a reflection on our team. It's not a reflection on the list that we've got. We've got a great list we've built, and it's been said at many occasions. We said we were going to rebuild the list. We said that we were going to go to three drafts and bring in a group of young players that would be the future of the Carlton Football Club. We've done that, and we've done that extremely well. We've got this void of players between the age of 22 and 27, and we have been decimated by injury this year. And the inconsistencies, on top of that, the inconsistencies in the team, having 4 to 5 players different in the team every week has made it difficult. But I can only see upside from here.
So I hear you say I can see upside. In year three of a rebuild, I think the expectation, or say my expectation, is that you would be able to see the way the team was going to play when it's ready to be a successful team, understanding that it's not ready to be a successful team now. Can you see, when you watch Carlton play and the knowledge that you have, the makings of the way in which your team will play? Because, and I've said this throughout the year, I cannot.
Mm. No, I've heard you say it on many occasions, Jared, that you can't see it. I can see it, and many of us can see it. Look, again, without repeating myself, injuries has played a big part in our season. 1/3 of our list not available week after week. I don't think it's a true reflection on what you see on the park. It's the end result, but the players in that 18 to 21 year old bracket who have also suffered some injuries and are inexperienced footballers in a very competitive AFL environment, they haven't had the opportunity, and nor has our coaching panel had the opportunity, to have a full team on the park. And so you probably can't see it week to week on the park, but I'm think, you know, the important thing is that as Carlton supporters and members, I go to the footy and pick 3 or 4 footballers every week, and I watch them, and I follow them on the field, And I think that is the best way to look at what the future of the Carlton Football Club is going to be.
So are you asking people to have blind faith in the vision?
No, definitely not blind faith. I think our strategy has been very clearly documented and publicised. It's there. We came out and said what we were going to do, and we've actually done what we said we're going to do. Again, this year has been a very, very tough year. Don't make no mistake. It's been an extremely tough year, but we need to push on. The future is bright, and there are exciting times ahead.
If you'd known it was going to get this bad, and what could end up being a 1-21 or a 2-20 season, would you have gone exactly down the path that you have gone?
Well, I mean, that's crystal balling. I wish I had a crystal ball. I mean, if we could find the right players, pick the right team, and work out that we weren't going to have any injuries, we'd do it in a heartbeat, no doubt. But the reality is, we set a path, we set a strategy, and we're sticking to it. And you know, the path doesn't always, or the strategy doesn't always. You know, there's speed humps along the way, and injuries have been the speed hump this year.
Do you think, given this season, there is a risk that there'll be a challenge to your regime from the Carlton community?
Look, I think we're in a very strong position. The club overall is in a very, very strong position. Off field, we have got we're in the best financial position we've been in for a long, long time. We've got all our major sponsors signed up between 5 and 6 years. We've got the biggest corporate network across the competition by far. We've got 55,000 members. So there's 55,000 members, paid up members, who believe in the strategy that we have adopted. So we've never been at 55,000 members. And
so, do you think they'll all be back next year?
I think they will.
Yep.
I think they will. I mean, if they've joined this year, they're going to join next year and the year after. And I would hope that they do. I mean, you know, Carlton's a great place. Carlton's a great club. And it's important. I mean, we're all passionate supporters. At the end of the day, we're all passionate supporters and followers and members of the Carlton Football Club. I'm one of those. There's no doubt about that. I've just got the privilege of being able to lead the club.
Are you aware of any rumblings from any group?
I'm not aware of any rumblings.
Yep.
I think the days of rumblings and board coups across the competition are history. I mean, that's old AFL and
Richmond had a little crack at it a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, and that didn't end up that well for them. It ended up well for the current regime. Didn't end up quite well for those that thought that rumblings were a good thing. I just think they're things of the past. The competition's moved on. It's a modern day game.
You spoke about the health of the club. You've had staff turnover in a short period of time, a CEO, a CFO, a head of footy, a general manager of membership. Is that the cause for any concern about the culture within the club and its staff?
No, we've got a great culture. We've got a great culture at the football club. Look, there's constant review at the football club, especially when you're, you know, rebuilding and modernising an organisation. There's always change and there's always turnover.
Has Kate Jenkins left the board because she doesn't believe in all that you've been doing?
No, Kate, not at all. No, not at all. Kate Jenkins has been fantastic for our club. Look, Kate left because, she and I reluctantly accepted her resignation because of her commitments as Sex Discrimination Commissioner of Australia, her work commitments and her travel commitments. She resides most of the time in Sydney. You know, she's flying all around the world and got different posts. So she just felt, and I think the Human Rights Commission felt, that she didn't have the time or couldn't dedicate the time to the Carlton Football Club. But Kate is a great confidant of myself and a great close friend of the Carlton Football Club. And she's done some great things in helping change the culture of the Carlton Football Club. As I said, when we started the rebuild, it was, you know, the rebuild of the list, but the modernisation of Carlton. And Kate played a huge part in that.
Did you offer Simon Lethlean the job as Carlton chief executive?
Look, I just don't think it's appropriate to talk about any particular candidate. There's no doubt that when we reviewed the CEO position, Gerard, we obviously made inquiry on who was available. And importantly, and I did personally encourage a number of candidates to get involved in the process to be the CEO of the Carlton Football Club. But just on the CEO of the football club, we conducted a review on the CEO, as we do across our organisation and across the club. We felt that we needed a more commercially orientated, driven CEO, and we went about making the change. But we did do a little bit of homework and due diligence before we made the change on who might be available. And as I said, I did encourage a number of candidates to get involved in the process.
It has been publicly reported that you offered Simon Lethlean the job and then the board didn't back that move.
Well, as I said very clearly, and I'll repeat myself, I did encourage a number of candidates to get involved in the process. Everyone knew we were going to run a process. We did run a thorough process. We were looking for a commercially orientated CEO, and we got one in Kane Little, who's fantastic.
Would you straight answer whether you offered Simon Lethlean the job?
Well, I just said I'm not going to discuss individual candidates because then you would ask me about a number of other candidates.
What if I said I would only ask you that question? I would only ask you about Simon Lethlean.
Well, but you're asking me about a process.
I'm just asking whether you sat in your lounge room and offered him the job.
Well, as I said to you, I'm not going to discuss individual candidates, Gerard. I'm here to tell you that we had a number of candidates and we chose the best candidate.
Did you take steps coming into this season to shore up Brendan Bolton's workplace agreement to give him greater security than he initially had towards the end of 2020?
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of discussion about the employment agreement. Look, Brendan and the club are in a great space. There are certain terms and conditions in his employment agreement that give him comfort and give the club comfort, which is always a good way to be. I think the most important thing is that we all understand, and we are all in this together, that we all know where the club's at and we are all moving forward. Brendan Bolton is a very important piece of the puzzle and will be the coach of the Carlton Football Club.
Should he feel great security that he has at least the next 2 years to follow through on what has begun?
He should definitely feel secure, and there's no reason why he shouldn't feel secure. We haven't stopped backing the coach.
Is there any... So your agreement is unique in the coaching landscape rather than the hard and fast contracts, which I think, you know, for a coach who's losing a lot, could be unnerving. Have you thought about, or is that in fact what you did at the start of the year, is giving him something that is more ironclad than a rolling agreement?
No, he's got a rolling agreement. He's an employee of the Carlton Football Club. Look, I think when you have open and transparent communication, it makes life a lot easier. The important part is that we all understand where we are. Again, we knew what our list was going to look like when we went out in 2015 looking for a coach. So we needed to find someone that was going to reflect and be able to coach those younger players. We had our strategy in place then. So to find a coach that could work with the younger list that we were going to have was extremely important. And Brendan's a great communicator. Brendan is a he's very articulate. He's got great respect from the players. He's a great educator of people, and that's what we believed we needed. Now, we're backing Brendan Bolton in to be the coach of the football club.
Is he being hurt by the weight of losing? It's a historic weight of losing in a Carlton sense.
Oh, him and everyone else connected to the Carlton Football Club, Jared. I mean, losing is unacceptable. It's just not a place anyone wants to be in any organisation. But when there's passion involved, like there is in football, in AFL, there's that extra energy, there's that extra emotion and passion that comes with following and supporting a football club. Of course he's hurting. There's no question. I'm hurting, he's hurting, the CEO, everybody hurts. But we are all in this together. That is the most important thing.
So what evidence do you use to be convinced that he is teaching in exactly the way that, that you wanted him to?
Well, I think importantly, there's lots of metrics. I'm not going to go into all the metrics, but there are lots of metrics. And, you know, I think the most important one is that players actually enjoy being coached by Brendan Bolton. That's the first thing. And I think reflecting that is the players that have signed on to stay at the club long term. And I think that's probably the key indicator that I can share with you today. Yep. that says Brendan Bolton's the right coach and is providing an environment and a culture in the football team that is acceptable to the board.
If there is help available in the terms of a priority pick, are you duty-bound to review your decision not to go down that path? Is it pig-headed to go, nope, we don't want a priority pick, when if you asked, you may very well get one?
Yeah, look, that's an interesting question, Jared. I think importantly, we're taking ownership of where we are and the rebuild. That's what we've come out and said. We are duty-bound to our members. We are duty-bound to do what is in the best interests of the Carlton Football Club. Right now, we've got a lot of things that we need to focus our energy on. There are lots of things that we can control. There are lots of things that we can that we can help direct in the right areas. Is there a priority pick available? I'm not sure if there's one available. But we are going to focus all our energies on things that we can control.
Yeah, so you wouldn't know unless you asked whether there was a priority pick available.
Well, you can sort of read into that as you wish. All I'm saying is that right now we're going to focus our energy on things that we can control.
You haven't publicly spoken in this sort of forum until today. You've done it a couple of times. Is it time to lead publicly? Have you decided that? Have you thought about that?
Oh, well, the reason I've come in here today, Jared, is so that you didn't think I was faceless or the invisible president.
Which I have said. I'm happy but, to wear that.
But I just don't think it's necessary to lead publicly as a president. There are lots of things that is the role and the duties of the president. To ensure good governance of the football club, to bring good people to the football club, to ensure that those people drive our strategy and that we build a great business to be able to have the money to invest in our football teams. That is the role of the president and its board. To publicly have to come out and talk about the day-to-day or the week-to-week performance of the football club is not the role of the president. We've got key people at the football club who do that on a week-to-week basis. Brendan Bolton, the coach, you know, head of football, our CEO, Kane Little, you know, our football director. All these people, we roll out players every week.
But I do think you've asked people to come on a journey with you under your leadership.
Yeah.
I think they will have enjoyed hearing from me.
Oh, look. I'm always available, though, Jared. Maybe not
hasn't
so.
Hasn't really been true.
Well. Maybe not to the media, but you know, if you come to a Carlton function, if you come to a member function, if you come to a member forum, or if you come to the AGM, or if you come to a VFLW game that I was at the weekend, or the VFL game. Or if you come up to one of our home games at an AFL game where our seniors are playing, I'm always available. So, you know, I'm always available and I do talk to our members and I actually do enjoy getting out talking to our members because it does give us a real pulse, not a influenced pulse, but a real pulse on what our members are thinking, what our members want. And don't worry, I get the same straight answers from the members, and that's the most important thing to us as a board. And we're all hurting. We are all. That's the message. This is not fun. This is hard. But everybody understands clearly the path that we're on.
I'm glad we've done it. I hope we do it again.
I look forward to it, Jared.
Mark Lejudice, the Carlton president, with you on 11:16 SEN.